This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For all the complaints Americans have about our healthcare system, it could be worse. You could live in China, where, forget copays and deductibles, out-of-pocket costs can run you a whole year's salary. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz has been working on a series the past year or so, stories about some of the people who make the world's second biggest economy go round, people who make their living on a single street in Shanghai. It's called the Street of Eternal Happiness. Today, why it's important to stay healthy in China. Here's Rob.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. The sun rises over a park at the eastern end of the Street of Eternal Happiness. The only signs of life are singing birds and dancing seniors. It's a ritual repeated at parks throughout China every morning, line after elderly line, dancing through morning exercises in unison. ...63-year-old Tu Dongxiu is off to the side of the group, dancing on her own.
Once I begin to dance, I put all my troubles behind me. I don't have high blood pressure, diabetes, nothing. If I keep dancing, I won't ever have to see a doctor.
And that's part of the reason so many seniors like Tu return here every morning. If they don't, at some point they'll end up 5 miles due west, where the Street of Eternal Happiness ends. The only dancing here at Shanghai's Huashan Hospital is the sidestep shuffle around thousands of patients waiting to see a doctor. Patients like Yao Jinlian, who arrived here at 5 this morning from the countryside. It's now noon, and she's still waiting.
My limbs hurt, and I get migraines. Sometimes I can't even walk. I've spent more than $10,000 out of my own pocket for dozens of visits to neurologists over the past 2 years.
Like nearly all Chinese, Yao is covered by a state health insurance plan, but she's discovered that it doesn't pay for much of her treatment. Yao and her husband, Tang Jinlin, say that after 2 years in and out of hospitals, her doctors still don't know what's wrong with her.
It's useless. They're just trying to check her quickly, prescribe some drugs, and move on to the next patient. They're not trying to figure out what's really wrong with her.
We've gone through all of our retirement savings seeing these doctors.
Yao has come face to face with one of the biggest challenges of China's healthcare system. Public hospitals in China don't receive enough funding from the government, so doctors are forced to look elsewhere for money. Gordon Liu is the director of Peking University's China Center for Health Economic Research. Liu says Chinese doctors commonly supplement their incomes by prescribing drugs many patients don't need.
Mainly because the doctors are positioned as the government officers, so their salaries have not been increased comparably.
Liu says a typical doctor at a government-run hospital makes less than $1,000 US a month. Receiving kickbacks for drug sales is so widespread that it's coined a popular Chinese phrase, yi yao yang yi, feeding hospitals by selling drugs. But there are other ways Chinese doctors make extra money. Retired Communist Party official Cui Ji and his wife slowly walk out of Huashan Hospital onto the Street of Eternal Happiness. The 87-year-old Cui says it bothers him that doctors also expect traditional Chinese red envelopes stuffed with cash before they perform an operation.
Bribes like this are common. It makes us feel scared for our lives if we don't give the doctor a red envelope before surgery. Saving lives and curing diseases is a doctor's duty, not taking bribes. There's no way I'd ever give a bribe to these doctors.
As Cui says this, his wife, Long Wenjin, chuckles. She has news for him.
He doesn't know this, but the last time he got an operation, our daughter slipped the doctor a red envelope right before his surgery.
It's a type of corruption even the unwilling have a hard time escaping. So that's why many seniors opt out of China's healthcare system altogether by exercising religiously, like this group back on the opposite end of the Street of Eternal Happiness. Xu Chengyin spends his morning at the park spinning a diabolo, also known as a Chinese yo-yo, balancing it on a string held by two sticks. The 65-year-old was diagnosed with diabetes 10 years ago. He's run out of money to pay the medical bills, so he comes here each day to try and stay as healthy as he can.
All of us here must exercise. We simply can't afford a hospital visit. Our retirement salaries are just a few hundred dollars a month. Once you get ill, you're finished.
No. Rather than counting his days left, says Xu, he'd rather be here, counting along with the morning exercise routine alongside dozens of others on the street of eternal happiness. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
The rest of the stories in Rob's series are online. Pictures and interactive map, the whole smash. Check it out, marketplace.org.